17th of July. A lot of good movies coming out.
Yes, there are. The Batman. Well, not the Batman, The Dark Knight.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Dark Knight.
Opens tomorrow night.
We get to watch Chicago turn into Gotham.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I know there's an amazing amount of hype for this film.
There really is.
Given Heath Ledger's, you know, supposed suicide or death or whatever, on top of Chicago fanboyism.
Exactly.
And just the fact that Christopher Nolan has kind of taken the superhero genre and taken it into kind of a new territory, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's very serious. It's not campy at all. And, you know, it's a very, very modern and mature version of the super book, you know, super comic hero.
The only thing I've heard is that it's super dark, this one. And I read a comment where this would be the Empire Strikes Back of this franchise.
Wow.
Which is a good thing. In my
that is, yeah. So, well, it's definitely the one I consider the strongest out of the Star Wars movies.
Exactly.
So, and, you know, last week there was Hellboy 2, which was another surprisingly strong sequel.
Which I actually thought was better than the original. So
yeah, yeah.
I'm a fan of Hellboy, but this one I thought was actually more interesting overall.
Right.
More creatures, more special effects.
Right.
Del Toro is always fun to watch because he's good at that kind of thing. So.
Absolutely. And as WALL-E came out recently as well. It's already getting, you know, buzz as one of the best movies of the year.
Indeed. Though you know, tomorrow's movie may
eclipse
that.
Yes, that's true. We talked a little bit with Steve at the Movies, our own Steve Procopi, who's also known as Capone on the Ain't It Cool News movie website, about what he thought was the best movies of the year and how he thinks the films are shaping up so far. Keep in mind this was recorded last week, so he wasn't allowed to talk about The Dark Knight, which he had seen at that point.
Somebody might be giving me a copy tomorrow, actually.
So
there was some guy sitting in his comic book store
sometimes
that asked me if I wanted a copy of Gotham Knights, and I was like, yes.
Christian Scheuer.
He said it was good. So
Jen Schultz.
I'm curious. I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it.
Well, what would you consider, outside of movies that have not appeared in the theaters yet, what would you consider your best of 2008 so far?
I'm gonna say I think number one right now is WALL-E.
Yeah.
I really.
That's what you said last week.
I really, really was moved by it. And again, that's another one I saw like twice in a couple of days, and I thought it was even better the second time, especially with my kids in the audience.
Uh-huh.
So that just really. Really touched me. And like, I mean, Pixar movies are always different levels of good, but this one is it sort of stands alone. I'm waiting. Like when I interviewed Andrew Stanton, the director, I was wondering. I actually almost asked him, and there's some other guys are going to be at Comic-Con in a couple weeks.
Okay.
The Pixar guys. And I want to say, what's going to be the one that sucks? Like, what is going to be the one that nobody likes? Because it's got to happen. The odds say it's got to happen sometime.
Someday they'll fall.
Someday they will screw it up bad. But
well, what's their next one? They did a little preview. I think.
God. Well, what is it?
There's something that Disney is doing that.
That was Bolt. One we saw. That's a traditional animation. I think the next
Pixar.
That
was traditional
movie,
animation. It looked like The Incredibles.
No, maybe it is, but it's not Pixar.
No, it is Disney brand.
I think the one that their next one's called Up.
Oh.
And I don't know. And I know they're also working on for 2010. They're working on Toy Story 3, and they're working on 3D-ing 1 and 2.
Oh my God!
So they're all supposed to come out like within a year. Those Toy Story movies.
Wow!
So it's some sort of. I think it might be some sort of anniversary celebration.
All right.
The first one. So.
We'd be coming up on 10 years, right?
It's probably the first one's probably older than that. It's probably more than that, but I don't.
No, it would be. Yeah. Never mind. 15. It's
possibly.
Not 20.
Yeah. No, it's not 20.
Least favorite picture.
Yeah. What was your least favorite?
I have a question.
Okay. I want you to ask the guys from Pixar when they're going to make a movie starring a girl.
Oh, we're getting into this. yes.
Sorry to be so predictable.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the women's.
No, they're totally.
They were pretty.
As a girl.
No, a little girl.
Guys. She wasn't the star, and she wasn't.
Well, but like the Incredibles had was like two males, two females. Yeah.
That's true.
I thought the Incredibles.
The Incredibles has two women, two men.
Are you talking about just Pixar, or are you talking about Disney films in general, or Disney animated in general?
Just Disney in general.
Snow White. We have to go back 90 years to,
to find new heroine in that.
Okay, right. Here's what I want. I want there to be a female character that is not a love interest.
Or a princess.
A mother or a princess.
Cinderella.
Princess.
You
princess.
Want her to be
a Violet. Violet was
she
not
a princess.
So you want her to
princess
be an organic.
Or a mother.
Your hero, Sarah Vowell, like brought a little Violet to life, but she wasn't like sexualized in any way, and
she was the teenaged daughter.
I mean, she was sexualized for me, but not to most people. She wasn't.
Are you a fan of Sarah Vowell? I take it.
No, the only way I ever even know who she is because of that They Might Be Giants movie. That's the first time I ever heard her voice, let alone saw her. No, she's slightly freakish, but in a sexy way.
But she's not the main character.
There is no main character. I mean, they're all like...
Well, just the dad. He's pretty much the main character.
The dad is the main character.
It's a family. It's like a family. It's not...
But you're still entering the film through him.
What? If I was there asking questions, that's what I would ask.
Okay.
And if he closed eyes... And ask somebody else.
Say, do you see any women up here on this panel? Go to hell. Go knit a scarf.
So there you go. A little teasing towards Disney, and definitely a vote from Steve on WALL-E being the best movie of the year. Barring anything that might be coming out later this year.
He did see The Dark Knight the night before we talked to him.
Yeah, but he couldn't talk
about it. On that recording, but he couldn't talk about it.
So maybe we'll talk to him again in a week or two and see whether his thoughts have changed.
Indeed.
Yeah. So a lot going on this weekend. It seems like, Pitchfork's kind of dominating. Why don't we talk about what's going on tonight before we get into that, though?
Tonight, I'll open to this one because it's at 3 p.m., so you're going to have to skip work or something.
Take off
it's,
early.
But it's Public Enemy. It won't be Chuck D and Flavor Flav. It'll be the Bomb Squad, the guys who actually do the music.
Yeah.
And they'll be discussing, the seminal album.
Yeah.
From Public Enemy. And it'll be a discussion about it at the Cultural Center. So.
Cool.
They'll be there, and it'll be mediated or moderated by someone from the Cultural Center.
Cool.
And
it's free.
Yeah. You just have to RSVP, and it's part of Pitchfork. So.
Excellent. So you can go watch, listen to them talk about it, and then watch them play the entire album later on that night.
Indeed.
Right?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. That's right. Friday night. Yeah,
Friday
that's
night. Right. Also, later that day, after work, 6 to 8, we're still in the thick of barbecue season,
right.
And Green City Farmers Market is holding a barbecue festival.
Cool.
With some top-notch chefs from around the city, from Avec and Blackbird and Naha and Uncommon Ground and... the list goes on
places,
and on,
yeah.
And it's going to be in Lincoln Park. I assume it's where the farmers market usually is, which
probably,
is at Clark
yeah.
and North, kind of north of North on Clark.
Okay.
And it's 60 at the door and 50 if you buy before Thursday. So
yeah, so you're kind of out of luck. But
yeah.
You better, but $10 more is not that big of a deal, and you're going to get a lot of barbecue.
A lot of food.
Tonight, at The Spot, which is at 4437 North Broadway, is Nerdfest. If you are
what
single,
is Nerdfest?
If you are single and you're looking for love or just companionship, I recommend checking this out. It's Nerdfest is the second anniversary for Nerds at Heart, which is a sort of a single scene for nerds. Of all sorts.
And what does that define?
Basically, you know, if you're a big fan of Star Wars or Star Trek or you know, Dungeons and Dragons, or maybe you're just really into kind of you know, computers, etc.
What if you're into the iPhone?
If you're into the iPhone, I think you might qualify. If that's the only thing you're into, you might not be dateable. But you know, sure.
We'll get back to the iPhone.
It's $20 at the door. It was $15 before today, but too late now. And it starts from 7 to 10 p.m. tonight. Worth checking out.
Do it.
So, and then Pitchforks tomorrow, Friday through Sunday, basically. We're going to be there. There's too many bands to count, but we're going to be there in the Chirp Record Fair, which is another portion of the event. Same thing that used to be called the WLEW Record Fair. They do it at Pulaski Park earlier in the year. They also double up with Pitchfork and do a little record show there on the grounds of the Pitchfork Festival. There's also, if you want to swing by, there's also Department. And I'm not sure if you can get into Department for free without being in the festival itself.
I don't believe you can.
I think they had a door last year, but they couldn't get through to the rest. But I don't know if that's the case this year. Worth checking out, though, if you're going to the festival. Go ahead and do it. Check out our Pitchfork preview on Transmission. And you can also, in Transmission, get lots of details about the multitude of after parties. Lots of concerts going on kind of in conjunction with Pitchfork this year.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. So that's Friday through Saturday.
If you're not doing Pitchfork, or if none of Saturday's lineup sounds good to you, and you're on a scooter, and you happen to be part of the GLBTQ community, you might want to head out to the Hell's Ferry Scooter Ride, or Scooter Botanic Bebop.
Yeah, they're heading up to the
Botanic Gardens, and it starts from the Coffee Studio, which is at 5628 North Clark.
Cool.
So they're meeting at 2 p.m., and they'll ride out from there.
It's free, right?
It's free. Parking at the Botanic Gardens is $15.
Yeah.
But aside from that, you know, bring some money for food or whatever else.
Cool.
Anything going on
that's
Sunday?
That's pretty much it. You know, I didn't really have anything on Sunday. I'm going to be stuck at Pitchfork all day, so, you know.
Monday, but we'll start the week in you.
Yeah.
And on Monday, there will be an open house and new magazine launch for Edible Chicago, which is a new magazine here that's devoted to local eating, the slow food movement, and seasonal eating as well. And it's going to be at the Green Grocer, which is a nice little store that was recently profiled by
Sky Full of Bacon.
That's right. Yeah. I was trying to remember that.
New video podcast.
It's a really cool place. The owner, Carrie Green, is an awesome person. I've been in there before. And it's going to go on from 5 to 8 p.m. at the store, which is at 1402 West Glen.
Cool.
Tuesday,
I'm going to be reading, along with several other people you may recognize. I'll give you a few names. James Finn Garner, Kevin Guilfoyle, Nathan Rabin, Jonathan Messinger, Claire Zulke, Wendy McClure, and Ann Holub, the editor of Transmission. We're all going to be at Fulton Lounge, which is 955 West Fulton, in the Fulton Market District, at 7 p.m. for a reading from Kudal Partners Field Tested Books. If you haven't checked it out, it's definitely worth checking out. Field Tested Books is it's basically reviews not so much of the books themselves, but of where and when and kind of the environment in which the books were read.
It's almost like a monologue or a dialogue or a journal
very brief
entry
memoir
of how of how, where, and when, and the state of mind you may have been in when you read a particular book.
Right.
What was yours this year?
This year it was Mama Day.
And where were you?
I was on, this was during college, I was on my parents' front porch, and during the climax of the book, a storm rolled in, which happened to be pretty appropriate for the subject matter at hand.
There you go.
I'll probably be reading that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have two others that I could go for. So I don't know. I haven't quite decided yet.
So that's a preview
should be
of
fun.
The kind of thing you'll
it's,
get.
Yeah, it's at 7 o'clock at Fulton Lounge. The event is free. The cocktails, unfortunately, are not. But they are tasty.
And just so that Kudo can get a good idea of the amount of people, you can RSVP.
You can.
On their site.
Yeah, plenty of details. It is 21 and over.
It is 21.
Sorry, kiddies.
Fulton Lounge is a nice place, though.
It is. Good pizza.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about the iPhone?
I want to talk about the iPhone, but the iPhone is part of the so-called session that we're having. Because I am beginning to see serious signs of people not spending money.
Yeah.
And this isn't a bad thing, but I happen to be at Woodfield Mall this weekend in Schaumburg.
Okay.
Lots of fun there.
Sure.
My sister-in-law was in town, and she was shopping for a few things for college.
Okay.
She's going back for another year of college in September, so she wanted to pick up some things at IKEA. And we were out there, and so we went early because we expected massive crowds at IKEA.
Right.
We left at about noon, and IKEA was still pretty empty.
At noon?
On a Saturday.
Wow.
We then went to the mall.
Yeah.
The mall was practically dead aside from the lengthy line outside the Apple store.
Yeah.
And I was kind of shocked.
Huh.
I ride every morning.
Right.
And I have noticed, I've been getting up earlier and earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And despite all that, there are record numbers of bicycle commuters out there.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
It's
astonishing. Trails are getting pretty crowded.
I'm amazed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's really taking effect. I mean,
it is.
You know. $4 gas prices are
$4, $4.50, $4.60,
$5.
It's on its way. Yeah, it's a little frightening.
It is awful.
But I think we're gonna keep our eye on that one for a while now. But yeah, if you've got stories of the recession to share with us, things that are affecting you, you know, leave them in the comments or just share them with us in some way. And we'll try to incorporate those into upcoming podcasts.
There you go.
Well, that's pretty much it for us. Hope you have a good weekend. Hope to see you at Pitchfork and talk
Tuesday
to you next
Tuesday at the Fulton Lounge.
Or Tuesday at the Fulton Lounge.
Say hello. Time.